Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gilcast. This is on the Sports Grid Fantasy Football Podcast for the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Football feed. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by Nate Noling and Sammy Reed. We are coming to you very late tonight, way past my bedtime. We just got the conclusion of Seattle, Arizona. And, guys, I think my favorite thing today on Twitter was people screenshotting their lineups before that game took place, in which there were over 1,000 total yards gained. Tyler Lockett had 51. DeAndre Hopkins had the 100-yard bonus and a touchdown. Chase Edmonds had 21. Kyler had 21.
Kyler Murray smashed, the only reasonable quarterback to play in any
contest. Yeah, the only rational quarterback choice.
Yeah. Any if you played anybody else, you're a huge fish. Today was a great day. And let me did you guys like having the late game on the main slate? Did you like going back to that?
No, I don't ever want to be up this late ever again.
Oh, I'm into it. I loved it.
It did really.
My bank account really appreciated it if the games would have ended at 3 like they should have. I lost lots of money.
I did nothing but stack Seattle, Arizona, so which was my plan the whole week.
Anything else would have been foolish. Like, you had to know. You had to know.
Yeah, well, you know what? What can you do? Well, there were a couple of frustrating things about the slate, which we are going to discuss. Definitely, I've got some choice words for the Denver Broncos organization when we get a little bit later in this podcast. But not great, Sammy, when you and I both play the same team, to be honest.
It's just less
to talk about. And you and I, we both played this team that scored 208 points, and you know, I think we probably colluded with, by the looks of it, I don't know, between like 10,000 and 15,000 other people.
Yeah. That group text is really, I had to turn notifications off. You know?
Have you guys ever seen a lineup this duplicated? Ever?
I don't know. Honestly, I just knew it was crushing and I didn't really check and see how many other people, but I knew going into the slate that it would be heavily, heavily duped. Like, there was just no question. I mean, because it was kind of the stone lineup. It was kind of really good, you know?
And anyone Wait, was it even the most
Nate Noling is a complete fish, so.
Yeah, well, Nate, you didn't play. You were not in the obvious lineup chat.
Nate did not score 200 points in cash, which makes you just a huge guppy.
Yeah, Nate, you didn't. Did you not get the memo?
No, I didn't get the memo. I didn't get the memo that we were going to have 1,000 yards in the Seattle game. And then
you
it
must,
was going to
You must have, like, literally not paid attention to anything anyone said all week.
I mean, that's kind of my thing. But
to be fair,
it ends with, like, a 10 to 15% ROI in cash every year for the last 3 years. So it's been working for me. But
Early, baby. I like this because, Nate, you had the most galaxy brain freaking lineup. I mean, you won. Like, you put up whatever, 190.
Yeah, I mean, I still won, but I didn't beat you guys. Like,
but there was like, you know what, Nate, your team was not duped. You definitely got a lot of clean sweats in there. No one duped.
Your team is so sketch, Nate. Like, what were you thinking?
So Sammy and I.
Let's Sammy just talk about team. Nate's team for like an hour. I'm so into this.
I think my team, I think my team was a 2v2 off of the second most duped team.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, so, and maybe even the most duped team.
No, our team was more duped than the Keenan Cook team, I think.
I was going to say, I think the 2v2 that I sent earlier today, I think it's Keenan Washington versus Robbie Browns, and that's I think the Keenan Washington was like the most duped team.
I don't how owned was Keenan Allen? I mean, I know he was pretty owned, but he kept scoring points and my winnings kept not going down.
It's just because our team ended up so far ahead of that team.
Well, I mean, okay, the Kyler thing, when you put up, what did Kyler put up? 40?
41,
yeah. Yeah, when you put up 41 at quarterback and you have a 15-point swing like it's not going to be close. I mean, even though quarterbacks project with a pretty similar range of outcomes, like, I mean, Kyler and Deshaun, I obviously, like, I think Kyler was a great play, but they were plus or minus 3 points, no matter what projection system you used. And Kyler had a 15 point swing here. So obviously I think that's what tilted it. If you had Kyler, what was Kyler owned in the $25 double up compared to Deshaun?
That is a fantastic question. I'll get you the answer.
40-7. Holy cow. Yeah. That's a huge swing.
Seems crazy.
I mean, we just got to go into Nate's lineup, because the craziest thing about your lineup, Nate, is that you spent $2,800 on the Cleveland defense, and you could have gone down to Washington and got $300 extra bucks, where you could have either played Kyler Murray or Keenan Allen.
And or just played Kyler Murray. Just went ahead and played Kyler Murray.
You didn't do either of those things. You're like, nope, I'm gonna pay up for defense. Like,
I don't even want to roast Nate for like, I just, why? I guess it doesn't really matter. It's defenses, but like, were you aware that the Washington football team was going to be like 40% owned in cash?
No, I mean, not at all. But I also wasn't like, I mean, defense is always the last position that I'm going to look at in my lineup. I think defense is always going to be the, like, once I build the rest of the lineup. And I'll say this, I didn't realize that Kyler was going to be, what was he, 7 times the ownership that Deshaun was.
He's almost 53% in cash. Yeah.
I had Deshaun and Kyler projected very, very similarly. And with the $300 discount for Deshaun, it was – yeah.
Do you not, is it mentally weak of me to factor in the tax of being a Houston Texan and just knowing that they're the worst ever team to like watch and like figure out their thought process in games? Cause that's a big one for me for not wanting to ever roster Deshaun Watson again. Is just like, I hate everything about that organization, how they call plays and how they design their offense.
The thing that I like about Kyler Murray is like, they go on the 2-yard line and then they just run like a power to Kyler Murray and he dives. Yeah.
Deshaun was literally the highest team total or the highest game total on the slate. At like in a dome, and I mean at 68 it was like a no-brainer for me. The Deshaun Kyler, I thought Kyler was a great play too, but yeah, it ended up being a 20-point swing at 7 times the ownership, which I wasn't expecting. Did you guys expect it to be that much of a difference? I had them projected, like, whatever ownership projections I have, it was like they were plus or minus like 2% on ownership projections.
Yeah, because everyone touted Kyler and no one touted Deshaun in cash.
Yeah, and Deshaun was a fine play. Like, you're giving us all the reasons for it.
I don't really think so.
but you should have played Kyler Murray, bro. Like, what you doing?
Kyler is like doing what Lamar did last year. Like, you got to adjust your priors, dude. He's got eight rushing
touchdowns or something this season already. Like,
he runs like Stewie Griffin. His little feet just move so fast. It's incredible.
Yeah, he does.
He does look like a child running out there. It's pretty good.
Oh,
wait, why am I like taking an L here? I won. I like,
yeah, but you didn't win good enough.
Yeah, but you didn't beat us though.
Yeah,
and that's the important part. Because here's the thing,
dude, your team was completely bonkers, Nate. Like, you played.
Yeah, wait. Before we roast Nate, let's go through the running backs. So,
okay,
we all played the same 3 guys: Alvin Kamara, Giovanni Bernard, and Jamal Williams in the massive $25 double up. Kamara was owned 81%. Jamal was owned 64%. I have to say, I'm very surprised that Giovanni Bernard was the lowest owned of them, because I feel like he has the most, like, people have been playing DFS for like 4 years or whatever. Like, they just know when Joe Mixon is out, you take Gio and you just lock in like 15 DK points or better. Right? Like, I actually assumed that Jamal Williams would have negative bias and that he would be the lowest owned because he has sucked in these spots before when Aaron Jones has not played. And also, everyone is just used to hating on Jamal Williams because he used to take all the work away from Aaron Jones and people.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and
we had the Gio news so much earlier.
Yeah.
And we had the Geo news so much earlier. So like the Geo thing, people built lineups all week with Geo, where the, it wasn't until, what time did we actually officially get Jones ruled out? It was this morning, right?
Yeah, officially, but like we knew yesterday.
We knew it was, but like I remember reading a report last night where it was like still up in the air potentially. So it was like,
right,
oh, Aaron Jones might play. Like we were pretty confident. But I mean, I thought Gio was gonna be, yeah, I had Gio as higher on than Williams as well.
So was I, because I still toyed around with certain lineups. You know, where it was like I would only pay down for running back in one spot. And Gio was the guy I kept in, not Jamal Williams. Because there was, I just thought there was like some chance that AJ Dillon would like steal enough work, you know, get some goal line work.
He's a fullback right now.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely fat. He's like Jonathan Taylor without the workload.
Yeah, it's a tough scene. I mean, I maybe briefly thought about playing Njoku so that I could play Kareem Hunt over Giovanni Bernard, but then I was like, that's really stupid because Giovanni Bernard's just going to get 15 here, like just a vast majority of the time. What was interesting, though, was like a huge chunk of this game, like the way Gio always used to get there when Andy Dalton was the quarterback was he'd just get all the checkdowns. Burrow did not check down to him at all. All his receptions were like routes. Like he had to actually go and earn those targets. And Burrow also had a short yardage rushing touchdown.
Yeah, so he took all the short yardage work, not just the touchdown, but like multiple other like third and shorts, and they just ran it with Burrow instead. And then Gio like luck boxed with the receiving touchdown late in the game, which is great.
Yeah, it actually could have been bad for Gio. But I didn't really think that any of these three guys was fadeable at all. I don't think anyone good faded them.
If there was somebody to fade, it would have been Gio for Hunt. Like,
yeah,
if there was,
I agree with that.
Gio was the one that was fadeable for Hunt. I had a couple builds that I was looking at with Hunt over Gio, and I didn't end up there, obviously, but yeah, I thought he was the.
I mean, Lord knows nothing's going to stop you from going full Galbrain if you feel like going full Galbrain.
I'm just shocked that you didn't play David Johnson, Nate. It's like the biggest, like, just weird thing that happened on this day. He scored a touchdown. Like, we would have had to hear it from you the entire night.
I know. He wasn't a play this week. I had, like, the other guy that I, other than Kareem Hunt, that I'm glad I didn't have cash exposure to was Mike Davis.
Yeah,
39 yards for Mike Davis.
Yeah, I got ripped in GPPs because I played a lot of Mike Davis.
And honestly, like I couldn't fault. I thought there were like four to five running backs that were in play this week in cash. And I mean, Jamal Williams, Gio, Alvin Kamara, obviously, and then Davis and Hunt. So I wouldn't like shame anyone for playing one of those guys. But if you played Davis, you got you didn't make money this week.
Well, I mean, there were so many good receiver plays, too. There were so many good receiver plays that it just, in the context of building a lineup, getting Kamara, who just has, like, the safest floor of any running back these days.
Because he sucked. Alvin Kamara sucked today and got 23.
Yeah. Yeah, he was terrible, no touchdowns, and, yeah, he had 100 and almost, you know, 50 yards.
With Kamara, it's always, like, a possibility of just – I mean, he literally is, like, two touches away from getting – like a double bonus, you know, even without a touchdown, he can easily hit 30 points, you know, without a touchdown. And so his ceiling is just insane. Very rarely have we ever seen a guy with his usage of this target share while still getting, I don't know, 15 rushing attempts. What did he get this week?
Right. And then the other two guys were just so cheap that they allowed you to do what you needed to do at receiver. And they just didn't rate to get that many fewer touches than the guys who were like 6,500, 7K. So in the end, I think it was pretty easy to play, you know, Jamal Williams and Gio and Kamara. And that's what most people did. And that's what all of us did.
Yeah. Cause we're not dummies. If any of you out there are listening to this and you didn't do that, you're probably bad or you're doing something wrong at least.
I would say, yeah.
This is the most army when he wins, bro. This is just.
I mean, like, if you galaxy brained in like Jerick McKinnon or something today.
Oh my god.
I mean, people do stuff like that.
Yeah.
No.
Like, not everyone can win. Not everyone played this team.
My favorite, Nate, is the early morning text from Davis where he's just like, yeah, I think this build is, like, very clearly, like, just the optimal build.
The one. Very clear.
And, by the way, I was right.
An hour into the games, Davis, you were tilting your face off. An hour into the games, you were, like, conceding.
Yeah, Davis was like, yeah, I might need to swap. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Who did Davis, we – someone we –
Well, if there was a button on DraftKings that was like, you know, get back 25% of your action, you would have clicked it an hour into these games.
Well, what had happened was Gio
thought you were losing this game, and you thought you were losing this slate until Kyler went off for 40 points.
Well, Traquan had 0 points in the first half.
okay,
and then,
let's talk about Galaxy Brain for a second. You guys wasted one of the wide receiver spots on a week like this on Traquan.
He Sammy, scored more points than Robbie Anderson.
No, he didn't. And
I'm pretty sure
even
he
if did.
He didn't, but
he did not.
He didn't, and also his upside was completely limited compared to.
You're
Robbie
talking
Anderson.
About two touchdown Traquan.
Once in his
I mean,
career,
two like, touchdowns in his career.
Yeah,
he scored
once
two
in his
touchdowns
career.
Like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And that was his two touchdowns of his career.
Yeah, I mean, cool,
Davis,
cool.
I literally think, Sammy, you just said it. There was how many wide receiver plays on this week? And you guys wasted one of the three spots on a guy who, like, you're praying sees targets.
Yeah, I'm not actually proud of it. Like, spending one of the spots on Traquan when, like, two – I mean, I didn't have the $200, but I would have played Deontay Johnson if I had it.
I mean, Michael Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders just ruined this week for us because we all would have – what we all would have done – well, at least what I would have done is lineup I had saved on – Wednesday, which was Deontay Johnson, Tyler Lockett, and super cheap tight end.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like, Deontay Johnson was just, like, such a complete smash. We ended up not playing him, but, like, if I had had $200 more, I absolutely would have played Deontay Johnson. Like, and he got hurt again, so, like, maybe we don't even get him again. But he's just, like, so clearly such a good receiver, and because he was hurt for a couple weeks, I think people forgot that. Hey, how about them 6-0 Pittsburgh Steelers, by the way? Best team in the NFL.
Contenders. Best team in the NFL.
Yeah. Only undefeated team, Davis.
So what's our bet? What's our Chiefs versus Steelers bet?
I'll give you like, I don't know, 5-4.
So like plus 125?
Yeah.
So my 100 to your one. My 125 to your 100 that the Chiefs advance further than the Steelers in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, booked.
We got a side bet on the pod.
Can I jump in on that and take the Chiefs as well? 125.
Can lick my rectum, you fish. you don't get none of this action, you non-200 point having MF.
Yeah, I wish you would have scored two. Okay, so let's talk about wide receivers because. First off, we're all stupid and bad for not just playing Tyler Lockett.
Oh, my gosh. Tyler Lockett, 50 burger. What was he owned?
He couldn't have been that owned in cash because he wasn't even – like, all the Seattle, Arizona players ended up being, like 8 to 10% in tournaments.
Yeah, he put up 51, and my winnings, like, did not decrease, which was the most amazing
thing. Put it this way, I didn't have any of him in cash in my – I cashed by far in most of my double ups. Like, the only thing I lost was head to heads.
Lockett was 7.6% in the massive $25 double up. Deontay Johnson was 8.3%.
Wow. Bunch people of fish out there, bro.
People had to play Traquan.
You got to play Traquan. Anytime you can just jam in, like, the New Orleans Saints. Fifth passing option.
The thing about Traquan is he's actually not the games before like the big Manny game, 7 targets, 6 targets, 4 targets, at least 10 fantasy points in all the games, and then 2 touchdowns. Like, very fine performances.
But do you understand what I'm saying about, like, we all talked about all week how great of a wide receiver week it was, and you wasted a spot on a definitive non-alpha.
Well, yeah, but I also got to play Travis Kelce at tight end.
Yeah, we had to jam Kelce in, bro. So.
Yeah, because when you can get
when you think about it like that, really, it's more of an art.
Like, I genuinely was never going to build a lineup with Traquan this week, even though Traquan projected as a fine, like, point per dollar play. It was either Keenan or Robbie for me in that third wide receiver spot. It was, like, McLaurin to me was even, like, McLaurin was by far the best, like, point per dollar wide receiver spot for me by far. Then it was Devontae over DeAndre, and then it just came down to the third wide receiver question. And for me, that was – I played Robbie – but I should have played Keenan for sure. But correct. I was definitely never going to play a Traquan. Like, this was such a good week for wide receiver, and you guys wasted a spot and, like, sucked out by
– and just beat you by – beat like, we Traquan could have gotten a zero, and our team still would have scored more than yours.
Yeah, Kyler put up 40 or something.
I mean, A, that's true. But B, I mean, Nate's
you
not
had
wrong.
A 20 – you had a $2,500 defense go for 17 points. Like,
well, it turns out Andy Dalton's not good. Breaking news to everybody, but Nate.
He's also dead, by the way. So it's not that nice to speak of the dead like this.
Yeah, Ben DiNucci came in to pilot the ship.
Yeah, I mean, Nate, I'm gonna go ahead and agree with you. Like, I did not feel great about Traquan. I almost considered, like, playing the Jets defense just so I could play Deontay Johnson instead.
Nate, who do you think scores more PPR points the rest of the way, Travis Kelce or Robbie Anderson?
Nate, seriously.
Oh, man. Is he going to take an L?
No, it's going to be Kelce. It's Kelce. I mean, but context-wise, this is – okay, put it this way. If Robbie Anderson plays every game versus New Orleans in the Dome, and then Kelce plays every game – on the road in Denver in snow at 18 degrees.
Still
yeah,
Kelce?
I'll take Robbie Anderson every
I'll
time.
I'll still take Kelce.
Okay, great. They're going to have like 20 passing attempts. Like, that's...
Well, Nathaniel, to be fair, good man, the Kansas City Chiefs played like a series in the second quarter because the Chiefs defense scored not once, but twice.
You paid a premium for a tight end in an 18 degree game in snow. When there were people in – we had five dome games this week.
The Chiefs scored 43 points. It doesn't matter.
14 of them were from their defense. Like, it was
– What NFL team – quick quiz for you, Nate. What NFL team scored the most points today?
Jesus. What NFL offense –
Wait, hold on. Nate. Which offense scored – which team scored the most points?
Davis, how many points did Kelce have?
Not enough.
So you played a premium for a tight end that was in a I don't agree.
Okay, let's hold on. Was this the worst game of his career?
No, Kelce's had worse.
I mean, he only had three targets. He had three targets the whole game. I don't know. I mean, the Chiefs like don't like to pass anymore is the thing. They just want to like
yeah they just want to they just want well this is what they do on first down they hand it to Clyde Edwards-Helaire right and then that never goes well so then on second down they hand it to Le'Veon Bell and that doesn't go very well and then on third down either Mahomes bails them out or they punt and
or they run an end around to Mecole Hardman
yeah oh. Hardman by the way led the Chiefs in scrimmage yards today. I don't know if anyone needed a little refresher on that, but he did in fact lead them in scrimmage yards today. So I'm looking at Travis Kelce's Pro Football Reference page, and this is only the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10th time he's had less than 31 receiving yards in a game. And I think that three catches is like, yeah, this was literally like a bottom one, like literally a one percentile outcome for Travis Kelce.
Wow. I mean,
what percentile outcome do you think this was for the Washington defense and for Kyler Murray? Because it's almost like you got 1%.
This was like
50 almost like you got 1% outcomes from like the rest of your lineup to make up for it. But
no, Kyler was 50th percentile and Washington was pretty high.
Washington was like 80.
This is in Kyler's range of outcomes regularly.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, this is
literally what you just said represents my exact belief, which is that Kyler will continue to oftentimes get more than 35 DraftKings points with regularity.
Okay, Kyler put up 40. What did he put up? 41. He doesn't hit 40 again the rest of the season. Like,
okay. Yeah, that's a good bet.
I'll bet whatever that. Like, he doesn't.
I'll bet you. I should get odds on this, but I'm not going to because I'm a fish. So I'll bet you, or here, I'll bet you my 50 to your 75 that Kyler gets 40 again.
What part of, like, shouldn't get odds, but will?
You shouldn't get odds. Oh, I'm going to give you 3-2. Yeah,
No, I should.
100, flat 100, and for sure you got a deal. Like,
no, I should get odds on this. You were the one who
said this. Sammy literally just said it's in his 50th percentile outcome.
I know, but I'm trying to get a good bet here, Nate.
Right. Okay, well,
I'm trolling you.
You're not going to. Yeah. You're going to either get a flat 100. I mean, he literally went into OT and put up 1,000. That was the highest scoring game we're going to see this year.
Like, I don't even know.
Mentally weak, Davis. Give him 100 to 125.
No, give me just 100 to 100. You said it. I don't need odds on that.
I can't bet it at even money.
All right. Well,
even money is not good.
Nah, you're mentally weak. All right. So let's just talk about, we all played the same two receivers. We all played McLaurin, who is just lockopotamus, and we all played Davante Adams.
I
probably would have played McLaurin for 7,000.
So Davante Adams
was like the second raw projected. Let me check. Yeah, I had him as third. He was right behind DeAndre for me.
Yeah, so this is why you're a huge fish, Davis, because you're like stressing me out with these texts in the middle of the day. Davante Adams was only 39% owned. And so when he just started like leveling cities,
why though? Like, what happened? Like,
I actually don't know who people played if it wasn't Davante Adams.
People played,
I
mean, DeAndre.
Yeah, you could play Nuke. I wanted to play Nuke all week, but it just
You got jazzed up by the total.
Yeah, I got jazzed up.
You saw that total, and you were like, "I got
the wide receiver versus the wide receiver DVP matchup."
I saw that argument today. Do people still actually look at that stuff?
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, not
no
not
way, dude.
Yeah, not sharp people, but like when it's extreme, people like get weirded out. But dude, the reality was
how many cornerbacks can you name, Nate?
Zero.
They're not.
I can name some. I'm not going to.
I know the Chiefs corners. That's it, and they're all not very good.
I mean, people do look at that stuff still. Literally, I saw an argument for Giovanni Bernard this week that talked about him being a captain. Like, they care about him. They're going to give him workload because he's a captain.
Yeah, I mean, prove that wrong, bro. You can't.
But, like, people will find narratives. People look for that stuff.
Yeah. But,
there's a lot of anti-NAF people out there.
Dude, when Davante Adams was less than 40% owned and, you know, he just went for like 47 or whatever, like,
it was really hard for us to lose.
Yeah.
But to be fair, like, I had DeAndre project, or I had Davante projected for like 3 more points than Hopkins, but I like couldn't fault you if you went Hopkins. Like,
sure.
I didn't, and obviously it was a smash, but like, I don't think it's worth shaming everybody for playing Hopkins.
No, not at all. It certainly is not.
You couldn't get both of them. You could not build a cash lineup with both of them. Right. So that's why Devontae's ownership was what it was, is because, I mean, DeAndre was right there and you couldn't build both.
Yeah. I think
it wasn't
for us, people paid up for. Yeah, we talk about this a lot, Davis. Like, we had Kyler already. So,
yeah.
Like, I did not want to not have Arizona exposure, but at the end of the day, like, if you already have Kyler, you don't have to jam a Nuke. You could just, like, go with Adams, who I didn't feel quite as strong about, but I knew he was good. So, and it just, like, worked out. I'm you know, they were projected pretty easily.
Well, you know what, actually,
Davante might get literally I'm not, Davante might have the most workload the rest of the season of any wide receiver that we've ever seen. Like, he could set target share records.
You don't think Slant Boy is coming back to see a 31% target share?
I don't know, dude. Kamara's always been
dust. He went Antonio Brown like early in his career.
He punched a teammate. Like, I have not, like, I wasn't on MT before the year. And I, like, It did take me a while to get back to where I used to be on MTV.
Well, buddy, you're going to have a real decision point next week because he's 7,300.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, anyway, Devontae literally is like going to set records with his usage the rest of this year if he's healthy.
Yeah, I saw somebody tweeted that he's on pace for 161 targets and he's like missed 2.5 games or something like that.
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, he's just literally the only person that Rodgers looks at or cares about. And
well, when Marquez Valdes-Scantling is on your team, to be honest, I get it.
Okay, he's so terrible, I have something. We're in the trust tree, right? I have something to admit. My Galaxy Brain GPP play was Marquez Valdes-Scantling this week. I played so much of him.
The only other Packer who's playable is Tonyan.
Tonyan.
It's Tonyan, bro.
Dude, I was Tonyan. Yeah, I was just like, dude, everyone's going to play Adams. Everyone's going to play Williams. MVS has like fat market share of air yards, like mad air yards. And I'm just like, dude, I'm going to Galbrain this. And I think he got 0.9 points. So there you go.
So we played this is what ended up being the big difference between our team, Sammy, and the team that everyone else ran is Keenan Allen and Jared Cook versus Travis Kelce and Tre'Quan Smith.
Right.
I got to be honest.
It wasn't an even 2v2, though, because the Jared Cook and...
Oh, that team had Deshaun.
Yeah, it was 200 yes. more. So
it was my team. It was my team, and it was a 2v2 of Keenan Browns or Keenan Washington D versus Robbie and Browns D.
Right.
It was
Nate's team only sharp.
Got to say... we did the right thing, even though Kelce had a terrible game. Like we clearly did the right thing. Like Tre'Quan getting 10 is fine. It's
but
fine.
But you had no idea 10. Kyler was going to be this much better than Deshaun.
Nate, yes, I did. That is why I played 300 MME lineups today, and they were all Seattle Arizona game stacks, 100% of them, both sides, FanDuel and DraftKings. I knew that game was going to be bonkers.
I mean, you should have bet all your money in Vegas on the over. I mean, literally, the Houston game was the highest game total of the week. Like,
okay, yeah, but they're still the Houston Texans. It's still Romeo Crennel. Like,
Have you ever watched a Seattle Seahawks game before?
I wonder if he has at this point. Like, have you seen these games, dude? Their defensive backs are like the worst. It's terrible.
And shit always happens in their game, like wild
yes.
stuff. Like it's
great point.
It's the craziest thing. Like I think it was Kevin Clark that they've literally never played in a normal game, and every game they play, somebody retweets this because it's 100% true. So sometimes you got to watch the games, Nate. I know this isn't something that'll show up in a spreadsheet or the database, but the Seattle Seahawks play weird games. Weird stuff happens. You know, there's going to be a bunch of yards and points all the time. Yeah, it's a little more of an art than a science sometimes.
It's more of an art, dude. You gotta break your paintbrush out, and you gotta be like, look, man, Kyler Murray with his little Stewie Griffin legs, he's gonna beat Deshaun Watson.
You're just like, that's amazing.
Yeah. How many rushing attempts did Kyler get in this game? Because he literally was like
probably like 14 or 15.
Yeah, I think it was 14.
I mean, he's gonna be. I mean, my gosh, we got to bump his rushing attempt to like.
Yeah, Kenyon Drake just got Kenyon Drake hurt as well.
I know he's going to have a 25% share of the rushing attempts.
I'm bummed they have a bye next week because if
I Kenyon know it would have been like, so nice.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to wish ill will or injury on any player, but like literally the most plus EV thing for me in my life this season would be.
I mean, the most plus EV thing for the Arizona Cardinals is to stop giving Kenyon Drake carries.
Oh my god! I mean, yeah,
he's
just
so brutal.
Like, he's awful. Like, when did he get fat? Has he had COVID and we didn't know?
Like, remember he was in a walking boot during training camp.
Yeah,
I mean, it's all got to be related to that. Like, it's got to be that he just has not. He's not been healthy all season. It's got to be.
So, I mean, I was actually like legitimately thinking about this, and we're not like scientists, and even the scientists don't know. But Cam Newton got COVID, and all of a sudden he just can't play at all. And Ezekiel Elliott had COVID in the preseason. He's complete dust.
Yeah, but but Freddie Freeman got COVID and he's having like the best season of his career.
Ooh, good point. Okay. I've been refuted.
Yeah, so.
Dude, Davis just came out with a baseball.
Yeah, I just threw myself off doing that.
I need to pick my jaw up off the floor.
This is the point that I need to make. R.E., Tre'Quan Smith and Travis Kelce. To say that Tre'Quan Smith and Jared Cook are that different in projection is fucking stupid, because they're not. They're at best, Nate, you had them a point and a half apart at best. And even that's probably high. And I think there's probably even a chance you had Tre'Quan projected for more. But Travis Kelce is literally the best fantasy tight end since Gronk, dude. Like, he just gets 15 every week. If even one defensive touchdown, he probably still gets there, I think. But two defensive touchdowns is just too much to overcome.
It was definitely bad game script. I don't necessarily subscribe to, oh, it was 18 degrees and like it was snowing out. Like, Kelce's not going to do well. Like,
no, I don't like the total of that game still would have went over if you subtract the defensive touchdowns.
Right. But it did drop like 4 points over the weekend.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Something I learned, and everyone should learn this, is not everyone who bets games is smart. It's a very important thing to know.
Right.
Like,
right.
They're two-way markets, like a total 45 points. It's a two-way market. Casinos oftentimes are not wanting to take like crazy liability, right? Like, even if the money is not sharp, they don't want to have 80% of an outcome be bad for them.
Yeah, so a bunch of squares get like the weather update on their Score Mobile app, and they're like, "Oh, gotta bet the under."
Like, they can move the line with dumb money just so they don't get wrecked, because they get to win every bet because they get to make every bet at +110.
Nah, for sure.
So it's just like, just because a line moves, yes, there's a lot of information to be gained from lines in general, but I think that people have. And I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but people sort of have this idea that a line is infallible, and that the line is the line, and you can't change your mind based, like, you can't, the line has to be right. And I think that is sort of a reverse way of thinking of things.
Mine's not just that. I mean, I also, like, to be fair, I'm just higher on Robbie Anderson than the rest of the industry. And like, so let's just say
one doubts that for sure.
This is the wildest thing, because you're like, well, you know, I need years and years of data to like, you know, figure out if a guy's good. I can't just go on recent stuff. And then like Robbie Anderson's good for like 4 games, and you're like, dude, he's a straight alpha. Like, just gotta jam him into cash every week.
It's because he totally buys into the Matt Rhule coach him at Temple thing.
Well, no,
that's probably
any takes that I like am actually putting US dollars behind is going to be like mathematically based. It's not because I have a bias towards a specific player. It's because they like rate well, and there's a reason for that. Robbie Anderson.
Well, I got to be honest with you, bro. He got cucked the last 2 weeks by our boy DJ Moore.
Okay. Well, Robbie Anderson went into this week with a higher target share than Kelce, with more air yards than Kelce, everything about Robbie Anderson is more efficient, more volume than Kelce is. And when you compare so even in like game neutral circumstances, I would rather have Robbie. And then you add to the fact that Robbie is in a dome in New Orleans in the second highest game total.
You just said the opposite of that. You just said like 15 minutes ago, you think Kelce will score more points the rest of the way than Robbie.
Well, yes, because I do believe that Robbie has seen some variance earlier in the season that I do think will regress. But, like, up to this point, what I'm saying. And so, like, I don't believe that, like, Robbie was a significantly worse play. And take Robbie out of it. Put Keenan there. I think Keenan was a better build. Like, going through the Keenan and Keenan Washington D was a better build than going through Kelce. I just think paying up for paying up at tight end and going down at wide receiver when wide receiver is so strong. Literally, Tre'Quan could have been a -20 float for you guys. Like, it just
he literally was, and it didn't matter
because you guys had
Tre'Quan sucked, bro. He sucked and Kelce sucked, and it still didn't matter.
Here's the thing. I'll never play Traquan again, but, like, the thesis of the idea that there were passes to be completed in that offense, very true, because Marquez Callaway had 8 catches for 90 yards.
New Michael Thomas.
The new Michael Thomas. Dude,
every time he caught a pass, I was tilting my face off because Devontae Adams had not, like, gotten that second touchdown yet, and I was starting to freak out a little bit. I was getting texts from Davis like, bro, we need to swap, and I was like, shit, I'm in trouble.
I was most tilted when they were down at the 5-yard line at the end.
And Traquan wasn't in the game?
He wasn't in the game. They were on the 5-yard line, and Traquan is, like, getting Deontay Harris water. And I'm just like, what's the point? Like, literally, what is the point of the New Orleans Saints? Like, if Traquan Smith is not going to be in your offense on the 5-yard line, then, like, what are we doing here?
I would have liked to see some Taysom Hill. That would have been really good for the old tilt-up leader. Yeah. I mean, I think was pretty fishy, honestly.
Yeah. If I would have played Keenan Davis, and I don't think paying a premium at tight end in that spot was a good spot. So that's all I'm going to say. And I like
Kelce. What if I told you it was a good spot? Because this was my logic. So not only did the data add up, but this was my take. You know that stupid screenplay they run to Kelce all the time? It's like a guaranteed 8 yards. Yes. Like my like hand in the dirt take was like, it's rainy, it's snowy, it's cold. That's the easiest play in the world for them to do. They're going to run that play like 8 times, and Kelce is just going to fall into 5 for 50 at just the absolute worst. And they only ran it twice. They ran it twice.
Arguing with Davis is the best because you don't even have to say anything. You just have to goad him into just going there himself, and then he'll just, like, win the argument for you.
Yeah, I'm actually feeling bad about my play now that Davis is explaining it.
I mean, the
I'm like, wait a second, I'm a fish.
The data was all there, though. Like, all of the any projection system, whatever, like, Kelce was in a lot of optimals. I actually think he was not in the blitz optimal because the blitz projected the Chiefs to score like 13 points on offense. So Cardi, too sharp. He also had the Chiefs defense projected for crazy amounts of points as well. So yeah. Big ups.
I mean, Cardi just knows, like, if it's not in a dome, it's going to be messy.
Yeah, Cardi, Sam no, Darnold, 7.9 YPA in a dome.
When you do project, like, game environments and stuff like that, wind, snow, and temperature versus a dome like this, it just brought Kelce way down.
It did. I mean, it so when we factored in all that stuff at Daily Roto, it brought Kelce from like 16 points to like 13.8, and he was still like 2.5 points better than every other tight end.
Yeah, except what ended up happening
is just played Jared Cook for $3,000 cheaper.
So what we actually should have done is we should have just been sharp and played Njoku.
Dude, Njoku caught a trash touchdown. He was like running. He was the backup tight end. The actual starting tight end caught 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, Davis, but you know what would have happened if you would have played Njoku though? You would have gotten up to like Metcalf. And then you would have been more tilted.
Yeah, no, it was Deontay, Metcalf, Njoku,
and Devontae.
Or no, it was Terry, Metcalf, Devontae, Njoku. So I wouldn't have had
Devontae.
No, I don't know. I can't. I gotta go. Okay, let me go look at it. I gotta go. Somehow,
this is a disaster.
If you went down to Njoku, you would have been toast.
Somehow it would have been Metcalf. Yeah, you're right. Like, it would have been Metcalf.
Kelce was a bad play, but it helped you get on the right construction that landed you to buy.
Right. Right. Yeah. But I mean, like, don't be thinking like 2 catches.
Don't be thinking that Kelce was the sharp play that got you there. I just think it landed you on the right construction that, like, but Kelce in a vacuum was
things that were sharp this week. Playing Kyler, playing the 3 running backs, playing Terry, playing Devontae, and
playing
recognizing that the Washington, especially if you know a defense is going to be over 50% owned in cash and they're in any sort of reasonably good spot, fading them is totally brain dead. just completely brain dead.
It's still the wildest thing that you didn't play Washington and Keenan.
Yeah, like, that's the part that really blows. It's really blowing. Yeah,
told you, dude. Keenan Allen's an alpha. Like, they just throw the ball to him all the time. Like,
it really was like, and that's my thing is to always be like, wait a second, is Robbie Anderson the number one? I mean, there's DJ Moore who takes target share from him. Like, where Keenan Allen, there's nobody. Like, yeah. I mean, Keenan Allen, I just should have done it. And the Keenan thing was a mistake.
Yeah.
The Washington Browns thing, I'm not going to sweat over that. When a $2,500 defense goes for 17 points and another one goes for six, like.
Sammy, did Nate play the Washington? Did Nate play the Washington defense in week one? When they got 13 for minimum salary, I feel like maybe. Yeah,
we did. Davis, we played the same lineup week one. Unfortunately, that's how I knew. Tough scene.
I feel bad that Nate was not invited to the optimal lineup chat this week.
Yeah, I don't think I've played a defense that's over 2,500 in cash this year.
No, we did. We all did. I don't know what week it was, but they did bad. They were like 2,800. They were like 2,800. I want to say like week three or four.
No, never. There was again.
There was a super popular defense though, and they got like two.
Yeah. Never again.
Yeah, and then I think Sammy, you also played the Vikings defense one week. They were cheap, but yeah. Just remember that happened.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
So because we recorded this show late, salaries are out for next week.
Are they really?
And yeah,
that's exciting.
Jimmy Garoppolo playing at home to the Seattle Seahawks, $5,400 on DraftKings.
I was gonna say no to no matter what you said, except it's the Seattle Seahawks, the one team. Maybe I'm down.
Jamichael Hasty, $5,000. Brandon Ayuk, 5.8.
I mean,
somehow, Nate,
have any confidence that I can pick out what the Niners are going to do at running back at all.
What would the number have to be for you to bet on the Jets at the Kansas City Chiefs?
21.5.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Yeah.
Justin Jackson is $4,800 home to Denver, had 5 carries and 6 targets today. I think that he is probably like the real lead back for them. That's a pretty good price. I think that it's looking like you're probably going to want to play Davante Adams against Minnesota next week. Seems like that'd be a good play.
Are they in Minnesota? No, they're in Green Bay.
They're in Green Bay.
Okay,
Damn, I wish Chase Edmonds was on this slate. I mean, everyone would know to play him, so it's not that big a deal, but still.
Yeah.
Is Juju alive again or no, Sammy? I mean, what do you see, 14 targets this week?
I think it's just more that Claypool is clearly behind Deontay and Juju.
Wait, are you telling me the Claypool that you were, like, willing to jam in at, like, $6,000 maybe isn't the best player alive?
Well, I didn't play him this week. I played him last week when he got 16, buddy.
Hey, Nate, is it a Darren Waller spot next week? He's 5,600 at Cleveland.
No, the tight end play next week is Albert O. Fant hurt his ankle again.
Did he really?
All your favorite touts are going to be touting Albert O by Friday.
This was the tilting thing. Davis sends me a text, and he's like, all three Denver tight ends have outscored Travis Kelce today.
It's true, by the way.
Yeah, it did happen.
And Nick Kaiser had more receiving yards than Travis Kelce.
Man, that's a tough scene. That's a super
honestly, tough scene. Next week, receiver looks difficult. Like, there's not a lot of values that I...
Well, you're going to jam Ayuk. You're going to try and play Davante Adams, I think.
He's 8-8.
Yeah, because Debo got hurt, Nate.
Yeah. I know Debo. Yeah.
If you didn't see.
Their whole team is hurt. Jeff Wilson's hurt. Jerick McKinnon got
rested. And Ayuk is, like, actually good. He's really good.
Yeah.
Dude, Keenan Allen's still only 6,200.
Keenan Allen?
Yeah, but they're –
pretty good play. Got A.J. Brown, 6,900. He just – A.J. Brown is unbelievable. He's got a touchdown in every – at least one touchdown in every game since returning.
Yeah, dude, he's super good. Like, he scored that touchdown. It looked like Larry Fitzgerald in the 2008 Super Bowl. Like, he just caught it and just, like, raced past everybody. And it was like, who is that guy? Oh, it's A.J. Brown. That's right. He's really good. Sorry, yeah. Tennessee. Too little, though. Just like the 2008 Super Bowl. It was too little.
Are we wanting Aaron Jones to miss next week so that we can play Jamal for 6,100 at home to Green Bay?
Not especially.
To Minnesota.
Yeah. All right, boys. Let's wrap it up. It's past my bedtime.
Yep. Enjoy all the money, Nate. I'm sorry you didn't get the 200 points, but there's always next week.
Yeah, maybe next week we'll invite you into the optimal lineup chat.
Yeah, the nice thing is in cash games, double up, it just matters if you can double line. So. 220, 196, whatever I scored or whatever it's called.
Yeah, but it's better to have 200, though, and I think that's where we can leave it. Later, everybody.